Federal, state, and local officials in Texas and Louisiana fanned out today to help survivors of Hurricane Rita and to assess damage from the storm. One death was reported in Mississippi when a tornado spawned by Rita overturned a mobile home. In Texas, Houston and Galveston were largely spared, and preliminary reports indicated that oil refineries in that area were not seriously damaged. Along the Gulf Coast to the east, where Rita's Eye made landfall as a Category 3 storm, there were early reports of damage to some refineries. NPR's Adam Davidson is in that area this morning. He's on the streets of Port Arthur, Texas. Adam, I take it you're outside. It's about daybreak in Port Arthur. Describe the scene on the streets of Port Arthur this morning.
Sure, I'm on Memorial Drive, the main drag into town. The sun is just coming up. Where I am, I can see what the mayor told me yesterday, that every building in town had at least some damage. There's a ice cream stand right next to me that's just been tossed over on its side. There are two buildings next to me. I don't know what they were because every sign was taken off, the windows blown out, much of the walls of one of them blown out. But then there are plenty of buildings like this Shell station and the Domino Pizza place that have very little damage, some shingles off. So every building had some damage, but only a minority had a lot of damage.
Now, did most of the residents heed the evacuation warnings and get out of town?
The mayor and the police chief told me that they think about 95% left. That still leaves a few thousand. This town has about 65,000 people. So there were a few thousand people, including several in areas they haven't been able to get to yet because of flooding and trees down in the road.
So they don't know what's happened to those who stayed behind?
They don't. There has been no death or injury that they've discovered yet. They're not even sure they're going to do a house-to-house search, but they are still reaching areas every minute, every hour that they have not been able to get to yet. There has been sporadic looting. They've arrested about nine people so far, although one policeman told me they're just not arresting some of the people. If they're just looting a six-pack of beer or something, they're just letting them go because they have other things they have to do that are more important.
Now, how are the emergency workers dealing with the damage?
They are still in the very early stages of first of all, trying to establish public security. They want to make sure that there isn't going to be more extensive looting or other problems, and just trying to reach every neighborhood to assess damage. They still don't know how their city is yet, and so that is their priority, just to get out, secure order, and see what's going on.
Any idea when people will be allowed to return to their homes?
It will be quite a while. There's a 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew in effect for until further notice. They really don't want people to come in. There are Texas State Police on every road into town trying to stop people, but there are these small county roads, and people are getting in, and they just don't want them here because there's no power, very little water, and there just are not the services, police, fire, ambulance, to accommodate a population of any significant size.
NPR's Adam Davidson in Port Arthur, Texas. Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.